The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and welcome to the July edition of Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Food Network Magazine, CleanEatingMagazine.com website, and some stuff from Real Simple Magazine. And these are all from the summer editions of those magazines, if you're interested. I'm going to start out today with a recipe for classic macaroni salad. If you're headed to a July 4th barbecue, this would be a great dish. Classic macaroni salad. 3/4 cup of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of hot sauce, such as Tabasco, 1 small red onion, diced, soaked in ice water at least 1 hour and up to 12 hours, 1 large red bell pepper, diced, 3 scallions, the green parts only, thinly sliced, kosher salt, 12 ounces of elbow macaroni, 1 sprig of dill, leaves finely chopped, 4 sprigs of basil, leaves torn. Make the dressing. In a large bowl, whisk the mayonnaise, mustard, vinegar, soy sauce, and hot sauce until smooth. Drain and dry the red onion and stir it into the dressing along with the bell pepper, scallions, and a generous pinch of the kosher salt. Number 2 is make the pasta. In a large pot, bring 4 quarts of water to a rolling boil. Add a generous amount of salt. Add the pasta and cook, stirring from time to time until al dente, chewy but not hard or raw tasting, 6 to 10 minutes. Drain. Do not rinse the pasta. Spread it out on a large baking sheet to cool slightly, 5 to 10 minutes. While the pasta is still warm, add it to the bowl with the dressing and let it sit at room temperature for 10 to 15 minutes. Cover and refrigerate it until you're ready to serve. Stir in the dill and basil just before serving and taste for seasoning. Now from CleanEatingMag.com, can the right diet slow down the aging process? Let's see here. With aging comes a host of surprising skin changes. As you grow older, you can start to develop rough, dry, flaky skin, wrinkles, brown spots, and lose elasticity. But you don't have to settle for less than radiant skin. Good nutrition and a diet rich in certain foods can help foster graceful aging and maintain your skin's natural, healthy glow. Diet plays a huge role in skin health and longevity, and it all starts with the foods we eat, advises Melissa Hallis, private practice and phytonutrient dietitian. But can the right diet actually slow down the aging process? Here's what the research states regarding which nutritional factors may promote aging and which can promote luscious skin. These foods can sabotage your skin health and result in damaged, dry, and sagging skin. First up, too much sugar. Excess sugar can contribute to wrinkles and acne. When blood sugar levels are high from consuming sugary beverages or too many sweet treats like cookies, cake, and candy, sugars can attach to proteins and collagen and produce compounds that cause skin to become saggy and wrinkled, informs Lisa Dreyer, M-A-R-D, author of The Beauty Diet. Instead, focus on eating high-fiber foods to control blood sugars. This will cause less insulin resistance. More insulin production increases the production of hormones known as androgens. High levels of androgens cause sebaceous glands in the skin to secrete more oil that becomes trapped inside the pores, and this leads to breakout, states Dreher. Next up, sodium-heavy processed foods. Foods high in sodium, like salty snacks, pretzels, and chips, and processed canned and frozen foods, can cause water retention throughout the body, contributing to puffiness under your eyes, reports Dreher. Keep these foods to a minimum. A study of 3,349 participants showed those who consumed less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium daily had more successful aging. Skip the chips and opt in for a veggie platter with a delicious dip. Overdoing it on alcoholic beverage. Too much alcohol can give you dry, wrinkled-looking skin. Alcohol is a diuretic, and it causes water loss from the body, including our skin. Alcohol can also cause skin to turn red or swell through its ability to open up blood vessels, describes Dreher. If you choose to drink, alternate alcoholic beverages with water or seltzer to stay hydrated, or make a mocktail. For healthier skin as you age, try these foods and nutrients. If you're hoping to keep your skin glowing, healthy, and gorgeous at any age, you may be able to do so by tweaking your daily diet. Food plays a bigger role in skin care than many realize. One of the most important things you can do to keep a youthful, glowing appearance is to eat foods that provide your features with optimal nutrition, advocates Dreher. While there's a lot of research regarding how food affects skin health, there's no one specific anti-aging diet to follow to ensure always glowing skin. In order to maintain plump, radiant skin, follow these guidelines and apply them to your lifestyle. Eat plenty of phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are what give plant foods their color and unique health benefits. It's important to get enough of these protective foods with fiber and key nutrients, explains Hallis. Herbs and spices are very powerful phytonutrients to add color and tasty flair. For example, just 2 teaspoons of dry oregano leaves have antioxidants 2 times higher than a medium-sized Fuji apple. One great source? Add fresh herbs into your meals. You can also combine herbs with other skin-friendly foods. Aim for an abundance of fruits and vegetables. Want to have skin shine from the inside out? Eat a diet packed with fruits and vegetables. They contain vitamins A, C, and E, which prolong youthful appearance and help prevent both extrinsic and intrinsic aging factors. For example, including a single serving of 1 cup of blueberries daily is an excellent choice for anti-aging due to the vitamin C content, anthocyanins, and pterostilbene. If fresh is out of the budget, consider buying frozen wild blueberries. Eat them as a cold treat, or defrost them in the refrigerator and enjoy in overnight oats or with yogurt and nuts, shares Hallis. Including at least 1 serving of fruits and or vegetables at every meal is a good goal to strive for. Try a Mediterranean-style diet. Not only does the Mediterranean diet improve cognitive function and reduce mental decline, but it also encourages healthy skin. Known for its abundance in fruits, vegetables, legumes, which have lots of fiber and help regulate blood sugars, fish, which contain omega-3s for healthy skin, and monounsaturated fats from olive oil, also known for its skin health benefits, this anti-inflammatory diet has been linked to decreasing acne and keeping the skin strong. Love seafood? Add more omega-3 rich foods to your routine by eating fatty fish like salmon and tuna twice weekly. Use olive oil, which is rich in antioxidants and vitamins A, D, K, and E, or avocado oil, which is also rich in vitamin E, when cooking or making a salad dressing. And finally, what to eat to help your skin age gracefully. To sum it up, follow these guidelines to slow down the aging process. Consume minimal refined sugars, drink minimal alcohol, reduce your sodium intake, eat minimal highly processed foods, enjoy adequate intake of phytonutrients, incorporate fruits and or vegetables at every meal, include vitamin C, A, and E rich foods, aim for high fiber foods daily, focus on including omega-3 rich foods weekly, and use monounsaturated fats like olive oil and avocado oil. And now I've got some little food tidbits from Real Simple magazine. In season, total heartthrobs. Fresh, juicy strawberries are a sure sign of summer and your cue to start whipping up the shortcakes and cream. Shop for bright, red, shiny fruit with stems intact. Don't be fooled by those clementine-sized monsters. Smaller berries are often sweeter. Store unwashed in an open container in the crisper drawer for a few days, or chill in a single layer in a towel-lined bin for up to a week. Rinse just before eating. Serve sprinkled with sugar for dessert. Bake into muffins, cakes, and crisps. Toss onto salads, or simmer with sugar and lemon to make a compote for yogurt or grilled cheese. Also in season, beautiful basil. Whether sweet, Thai, or purple, basil is a versatile summer staple. Here's how to make the most of it. Shop for full bunches with firm stems. Bonus, if the root is attached, the basil will last extra long. Store at room temp in a glass of water, loosely covered with a plastic bag for up to a week. Refresh the water every couple of days. And make pesto in a food processor or blender to dress pasta, pizza, and sandwiches. Muddle leaves with lime and gin for a cocktail. Or roll several together and slice into ribbons to top any dish that needs an herby pop, even desserts like tarts and crisps. And here is a simple twist. Tomatoes aren't real. Birds are. You grow fruits and veggies to feed yourself, not a flock of ravenous birds. But you can bamboozle the little buggers and save your tomatoes from ruin by hanging a red ornament on your plant just as it begins to flower. Certain birds are drawn to tomatoes because they essentially see them as water fountains in the summer heat. The ornament mimics the juicy fruit, so they try to peck it for a drink, says Christina Reed, a gardening expert at Texas A&M University. After making several visits without quenching their thirsts, the birds will likely avoid your tomatoes, Reed says. Don't worry, they'll find another water source. So long, suckers! And now, all about umami. Stock up on a few kitchen staples to work the fifth taste into your favorite dishes and turbo boost their yum. Umami can be hard to describe. Often called the fifth taste, after sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, the concept hails from Japan, where it roughly translates to essence of deliciousness. And that's a great place to start. Umami adds savoriness to your cooking thanks to glutamate, a naturally occurring amino acid that, when it hits receptors on your tongue, alerts your brain that something very tasty is going on. Here's what to buy and how to use it. Aged cheeses. Firm, mature cheeses like Parmigiano, Reggiano, Pecorino, and cheddar are full of glutamate. A sharp taste is a sure sign of umami in cheese, says Nick Sharma, author of The Flavor Equation. Here's how to use them. Keep adding Parm to pasta and cheddar to grilled cheese, but don't stop there. Enrich tomato sauce with a few spoonfuls of grated Parm. Simmer rinds in soups for extra depth, Sharma suggests. Fold cheddar into pie crust and waffle batter. Make cheese-stuffed meatballs. Or stir Parm into guacamole for a flavor bomb of a dip. Miso paste and soy sauce. Fermented soybeans are another glutamate powerhouse. They're the key ingredient in toasty, savory soy sauce and thick, nutty miso paste. Here's how to use them. Reach for them instead of salt to add complexity. A bit of miso can upgrade nearly any bland dish, says Namiko Hirasawa Chen, creator of the blog Just One Cookbook. Whisk a teaspoon or two into dressing. Make flavored mayo for sandwiches. Mix into baked goods or add a dollop to oatmeal topped with a jammy egg. Fun fact, yolks are also high in umami. Next up, anchovies. Salting, aging, and canning these tiny fish makes them more flavorful. Worcestershire and Asian fish sauces get their wow factor from anchovies, so grab those too. And here's how to use them. Boost salad dressings, especially Caesar, marinades for meat and vegetables, pasta sauces, and fresh salsas. Balance the flavor of fish sauce with a little sugar and add a splash of acid like vinegar or lime juice, Sharma says. Fermented vegetables. Kimchi, sauerkraut, and other fermented veggies capture tart, punchy flavors in a jar. During fermentation, yeast and bacteria can increase glutamate levels to give these condiments major umami. Add chopped kimchi to marinades, fried rice, and stir fries, or fold a cup or two of fermented vegetables into soups and stews, Sharma says. Just remember that fermented foods are often preserved in salt, so go lighter with that salt shaker. And finally, mushrooms, one of my favorites. In general, darker mushrooms like shiitakes, portobellos, and cremini's are higher in umami. Dried versions have an even more concentrated flavor. Here's how to use those mushrooms. Cooking amps up umami, so for the most oomph, go beyond raw. Make a simple broth by soaking dried shiitake mushrooms in cold water overnight. Use it to cook grains, simmer vegetables, or make savory custards, Chen suggests, or saute a medley of fresh shrooms to top tacos, pasta, or pizza. Next up from Real Simple, I've got a recipe for you. Heirloom tomato and herb BLTs. We've been talking about using more herbs. The tomato table at the farmer's market can look like a rainbow during the summertime with golden brandywines, black cherries, and striped green zebras, just to name a few. Choose heavy, taut, skinned fruit in any color for this satisfying sandwich that gets an extra layer of freshness from an easy, herby mayo. All right, here we go. 8 slices of thick-cut bacon. 1/3 cup of fresh basil leaves, divided. 2 tablespoons of fresh dill, divided. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise. 1 clove of garlic, grated, about 1/4 teaspoon. 8 1/2-inch thick slices of crusty bread, lightly toasted. 4 medium heirloom tomatoes, cut into 1/2-inch thick slices. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. And 4 cups of loosely packed mixed greens. Okay, preheat your oven to 450 degrees. Arrange bacon in a single layer on a large rimmed baking sheet lined with aluminum foil. Bake, flipping once halfway through until browned and crispy, 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer to a towel-lined plate. Finally, chop 1/2 of the basil and 1 tablespoon of dill. Place in a small bowl, Stir in the mayonnaise and garlic. Spread about 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise mixture on one side of each bread slice. Top 4 bread slices with 2 or 3 tomato slices each, and sprinkle evenly with salt and pepper. Top with mixed greens, remaining basil leaves and dill, and 2 bacon slices each. Top with remaining 4 bread slices, mayonnaise side down. Cut sandwiches in half with a serrated knife and serve. Alrighty, also from cleaneatingmag.com, 5 tips to fight fatigue with food, according to an RD. When you're low on energy or facing regular fatigue, it's easy to blame it on how you're sleeping. And it's even easier to reach for quick fix solutions like coffee and energy drinks. But you may be able to boost your energy and lessen fatigue by tweaking the food you eat. Stephanie Nelson, MSRD, a registered dietitian and MyFitnessPal's in-house nutrition expert and nutrition scientist, shares her expert insight on how to potentially improve fatigue through nutrition with these 5 simple tips. 1. Know how you react to different foods. The first step in figuring out why you're fatigued, take a closer look at what exactly you're eating each day and how it might be affecting your energy levels. For those trying to fight off fatigue, I always recommend you log your meals first and foremost to identify which foods make you feel sharp, sluggish, or on top of your game, Nelson says. Some people will react differently to certain foods, like whole grains, which some say boosts their ability to concentrate, while others will feel foggy, in particular those with a gluten sensitivity. As you log your meals, make note of those that might be tied to slumping energy levels, reduced focus, and other signs of fatigue. You can also highlight those that give you a boost or help you feel brighter and more energized. 2, make your meals balanced. Here's another reason you should look critically at what you're eating each day. Your fatigue might be caused by unbalanced nutrition. Lacking certain key nutrients can leave you feeling sluggish and perpetually exhausted. Similarly, over or under eating can also play a role. The single most important thing you can do to fuel your focus is to eat a nourishing meal balanced with carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and eat just enough to support your energy. If you eat too little, you're likely to be too hungry to concentrate. If you eat too much, you may feel sluggish and sleepy, Nelson says. 3, feed your gut bacteria, probiotics, and fiber. You probably already know that keeping your microbiome balanced, full of diversity, and fed with pre, pro, and postbiotics is a smart idea. But did you know that your gut can make you tired? Your gut can influence your energy levels, how fatigued you're feeling, and your overall mental wellness. Your gut health supports your brain health. Compounds produced by the bacteria living in your gut help regulate hormones and neurotransmitters that are associated with better mental health, Nelson explains. So don't overlook the nutrients your gut needs, like fiber. It's important to support your gut health by eating fermented foods like yogurt, kombucha, kimchi, sauerkraut, and tempeh, says Nelson. You should also eat 25 to 38 grams of fiber daily to feed the bacteria in your gut through lots of different sources, which keeps a diverse gut bacteria profile. Try mixing different kinds of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans to get a wide variety of fiber and support different kinds of bacteria. 4, here's one we all need to do: eat more leafy green vegetables. If frequent fatigue is leaving you unfocused, unproductive, and mentally sluggish, you can also fight some of these effects by choosing foods that better your brain health. Green leafy vegetables like kale, broccoli, collard greens, and spinach are high in folate and vitamin K, which can help improve healthy brain function over time, Nelson points out. Folate promotes healthy cell division, which is necessary for optimum brain health. Vitamin K reduces cell death by protecting your nerves, helping to decrease how quickly your brain ages. And while we're talking about veggies, you shouldn't forget about fruit. Nelson points out that flavonoid-rich fruits like blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries can reduce brain inflammation and slow cognitive decline as you get older. Changing your diet alone may not completely solve fatigue. While the above tips and foods have the potential to fight fatigue, they aren't cure-alls by any means. Overall, diet is not the only factor at play when it comes to energy and focus, Nelson points out. It's important to prioritize these outcomes when making diet changes and recognize which foods work best for you. However, if you've changed your diet and haven't seen the desired effects to energy and focus, please speak with a doctor or dietitian because there might be more serious health issues at play. Wondering if your fatigue might be something more serious? There are differences between regular exhaustion and health concerns like chronic fatigue syndrome. If diet changes aren't working for you, make sure to see a medical professional to get to the bottom of what might be sapping your energy. Next up, cheers to the piña colada. Next time you're craving this iconic frozen cocktail, make the original. It seems unimaginable that a drink as crowd-pleasing as the piña colada would inspire fierce debate. But to this day, no one can agree on the cocktail's exact origin or even how to make it. The first theory involves the pirate Roberto Cofresi, who supposedly invented the drink to keep his sailors happy and prevent mutiny. Others swear it came from the bar at the old San Juan restaurant, Barachina. But the most popular story traces the idea to the Caribe Hilton, where bartender Ramon Manchito Marrero supposedly created it in the 50s as a family-friendly non-alcoholic drink. Back then, blenders weren't common, so the first piña coladas were made in a cocktail shaker. Marrero eventually added rum, and the recipe was later revised for blenders. We have run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you have enjoyed it. I am Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.